Welcome, everyone. I'm grateful that we can pause and spend some time together in the midst of this month of December, in all of its busyness, to spend time in and make space for God's presence in our day-to-day. Our theme today is hope. Hope that comes not from our circumstances, but from our God who enters our darkness with his light. Before we read our scripture passage for today, let's take a moment to just be still. You may want to place your feet flat on the ground. You may want to close your eyes and rest and just simply breathe. As you sit and inhale, I invite you to pray quietly in your heart, Lord Jesus. And as you exhale, I invite you to pray, bring your hope. Do that a few times as we settle in. Our scripture reading for today is Luke 2, verses 8 to 14. As I read the scripture, I would invite you to turn your thoughts quietly towards the Lord, asking him to open your heart and your ears to his voice and his word. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He's the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You'll find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." What night or heavy place in your life needs the reminder that God brings his hope even in the midst of the darkness? Where have you recently seen even just a small sign or a flicker of God's hope in your life? As we reread this passage, can you think of one young person in your life and ministry right now who needs to hear this word? Someone who especially needs God's love, comfort, and his hope right now. Luke 2, verses 8 to 14. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He's the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You'll find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests." Who is one young person walking through a night season right now? A dark season of fear, anxiety, loneliness, hurting, or instability, who needs God's hope to break through? What would it look like for God's peace to rest on this young person this week? Pray specifically for that young person now. Ask God to make your interactions, your programs, and your presence a place where youth encounter the same hope that the shepherds encountered. And as you move into the rest of your day, consider, how might this word of hope, "Do not be afraid, I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people," change the way that you see your work, your youth, and yourself today? Take that with you and let it be an encouragement to you as you serve our loving Heavenly Father. And now, as we always do, we'll end our time together with the Wesleyan Covenant Prayer. I am no longer my own, but yours. Put me to what you will, place me with whom you will. Put me to doing, put me to suffering. Let me be put to work for you or set aside for you, praised for you or criticized for you. Let me be full. Let me be empty. Let me have all things. Let me have nothing. I freely and fully surrender all things to your glory and your service. And now, O wonderful and holy God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer, you are mine and I am yours. So be it. And the covenant which I have made on earth, let it also be made in heaven. Amen.